Howard Hassman, star of WKRP in Cincinnati, dies at 81. By Breitbart News on January 30, 2022. New York, AP, Howard Hassman, who played the radio disc jockey Dr. Johnny Fever on the sitcom WKRP in Cincinnati and the actor-turned-history teacher Charlie Moore on Head of the Class, has died. He was 81. Hassman died Saturday in Los Angeles due to complications from colon surgery, his manager Robbie Cass said Sunday. Hassman, who had himself been a radio DJ in the 60s, earned 2 Emmy nominations for playing Johnny Fever on CBS WKRP in Cincinnati, which ran for 4 seasons from 1978 to 1982. The role made Hassman a counterculture icon at a time when few hippie characters made it onto network television. In the first episode, Dr. Johnny Fever announces the station's changeover from elevator music to rock and roll with a record scratch and a proclamation. "All right, Cincinnati, it's time for this town to get down. You got Johnny, Dr. Johnny Fever, and I am burning up in here. We're all in critical condition, babies, but you can tell me where it hurts because I got the healing prescription here from the big KRP musical medicine cabinet. Now, I am talking about your 50,000-watt intensive care unit, babies." As he readied for one of 3 Saturday Night Live hosting gigs, Hassman told the New York Times in 1979 that the character made network executives nervous. In one episode, Johnny Fever is given an on-air sobriety test after being given alcohol, only his reaction time keeps improving. "I think maybe Johnny smokes a little marijuana, drinks beer and wine, and maybe a little hard liquor," Hassman said. "And on one of those hard mornings at the station, he might take what for many years was referred to as a diet pill. But he is a moderate user of soft drugs, specifically marijuana." Hassman played a hippie in one of his first roles on Dragnet in 1967, and also in the 1968 Richard Lester film Petulia. Born in Lebanon, Oregon, Hassman wasn't so disconnected from some of the characters he played. In 1983, he told People magazine that he had conducted pharmaceutical experiments in recreational chemistry. In 1963, he was jailed in San Francisco for selling marijuana. Initially performing under the name Don Sturdy, Hassman started out as a member of the San Francisco improv group The Committee, which regularly performed at anti-war and civil rights protests. At the time, he also moonlighted on Saturdays as the disc jockey for the San Francisco rock and roll station KMPX. Later on WKRP in Cincinnati, Hassman often ad-libbed his on-air banter. Impossible to overstate Howard Hessman's influence on his and subsequent generations of improvisers, said the actor and comedian Michael McKean on Twitter. He recalled first seeing Hassman in 1971 with The Committee. "I saw that he was the real deal." Hassman appeared briefly but memorably with McKean in the 1984 rockumentary This Is Spinal Tap as Terry Ladd, manager to the rock superstar Duke Fame. He frankly ends a conversation, "We'd love to stay and chat, but we're going to sit in the lobby and wait for the limo." In the ABC sitcom Head of the Class, which debuted in 1986, Hassman played a teacher to a diverse group of students in a classroom where the dialogue was often notably progressive in the 1980s of Ronald Reagan. Hassman was sometimes critical of the show, co-created by political activist and writer Michael Elias, not being as adventurous as he had hoped it would be. He departed it after 4 seasons and was replaced by Billy Connolly in the 5th and final season. "Part of me says, is that all there is? A television series? Obviously not. I could go on stage or scratch my way into the movies," Hassman said in a 1989 interview. "But how many movies are made that you want to be a part of? And how many want you? There is a certain kind of forerun sign on my forehead. I'm an actor and I like to work." A prolific character actor, Hessman's credits also included The Andy Griffith Show, One Day at a Time, The Rockford Files, Laverne and Shirley and The Bob Newhart Show. More recently, he made appearances on That 70s Show, Fresh Off the Boat, House and Boston Legal. Films included Police Academy 2, Their First Assignment, About Schmidt, This Is Spinal Tap and The Rocker. Hassman is survived by actor and acting teacher Caroline Ducrow, his wife.